Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to discuss matters before the Senate during the early part of the spring session. This week in the session, what were some of the things that you worked on for these last few days?
Mostly what I've been working on is doing some negotiations, trying to get overall education budget settled so that we can get the SSA set for this coming fiscal year for public schools so they can start with their budgets as well. That would probably be the biggest thing I've worked on. That being said, we've gotten started on doing some subcommittees for work in the Senate and in other committees. And so those subcommittees are spinning along, and hopefully we'll get that work moving forward and into committee so that we can address issues like the teacher shortage through the Praxis test and we can start looking at implementation for the financial literacy requirement for students and just work some bugs out of some issues that educators have brought to me that we can fix through some small tweaks in legislation.
A lot of educators are looking more carefully at their overall numbers and the new standards that they're meeting. And are you detecting some improvement in some of the schools in this area? Some of them responding better to the new approach that's being taken?
I tell you what. So we passed the school reform bill in 2013, and that began a process of looking at the readiness and the preparedness of teachers in classrooms, developing the mentor and teacher leadership programs. We've started to see some good results from that. We've been fully implemented for just 2 years, but this past year, on all four of the measures that were related to the teacher leadership program, we've seen at least modest growth in each of them. The smallest growth in those four indicators would have been in student performance, and even that saw about a one percentile increase year over year. And so we've seen teachers be more satisfied in their work. We've seen some teacher retention. And those are all issues where we wanted to make sure that we were advancing that. So, yeah, I would say definitely we're seeing some improvement related to that school reform. And so I'm excited to see that moving forward.
Now, there's been a lot of controversy about the elimination of the typical 24-hour notification about certain committee meetings. Certainly you've been dealing with that a lot. First of all, what is your take on that? Do you believe that this is helpful or harmful for the public?
The rules that we have that govern committees require a day's notice. It requires public involvement, open to the public. It requires everything for committees. The fact that they were saying subcommittees needed these two, that's wrong. We use Mason's manual, which says that any rule that is applied to a committee applies to a subcommittee as well. So all of the nonsense that is out there is just that. It's nonsense. The fact of the matter is that 24-hour amendment that was proposed in my committee would have given me sole authority to suspend the rule, so I could have done it without any notice at all at my discretion. The current rules require that we have unanimous consent from the committee to suspend the rules. It's just a disgusting distortion of political events, and they're using it for nothing but that, and it infuriates me. There is no story here. No rules were changed. It's been the same rules since I've been in office.
Sounds like you've been putting out fires for a while concerning this. Is that the case?
I tell you what, it was nonsense when it was introduced. We approved the committee rules that have been in place, and by the way, approved by the entire Senate, every General Assembly I've been in office. There were amendments that were proposed. One of the amendments would have allowed me to rule on whether an amendment in committee was germane. That robbed the voice from the minority. I have no idea why that was even introduced. The other two rules are redundant. We have a day's notice in committee rules already, and we have that committees are to be open to the public already, and those apply to subcommittees as well. And this is why the people of Iowa and America are annoyed and have lost faith in what they hear in the newspapers.
And looking ahead to this coming week, what do you think are some of the key matters that will be coming up before the Capitol?
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the things that we've talked about, one of the first priorities of the legislature is always to get that school funding number set. And so that I see that coming up either this week or the following week so that we can meet that 30-day deadline. Most of the negotiations there are being settled. And so hopefully we'll get that out and get it working. I know also that there is work continuing on the the child mental health system that happens within the Health and Human Services Committee. So I'm not directly involved in that, but indirectly, because it affects how schools function and because the kids are there. We will be looking at some of those issues within the Education Committee, but not directly, just indirectly as a part of that with Human Services.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.